Welcome to the Meditation Podcast. You'll find all our episodes on meditationpodcast.org. This is one of eight meditations kindly given to me by Becca Williams. I interviewed Becca on episode number 228. It was titled Emotional and Trauma Recovery. We covered microdosing, emotional liberation, cannabis, breathwork, reincarnation, chakras, and a lot more. So be sure to check out the episode. You'll find all my episodes and other podcasts on bio.link/podcaster. And I'd also like to thank DanielPackard.com. He's helping people with anxiety, stress, and addictions. He's got a 90% success rate and he's only charging if he helps you. But he's also given a free 45-minute training to help people reduce anxiety just to show that this can work. So be sure to check him out, DanielPackard.com. So I hope you enjoyed this meditation.
Hi, it's Becca from The Cushion, coming to you with some emotion potion today. These practices really are magic potions for us to release difficult emotions. So as always, I trust you brought some emotional baggage that's been weighing you down and likely making your life miserable. So you're going to be releasing a lot of old psychic junk if you stick with me and put your best into this practice. Yeah, we call them kriyas. And this one includes a powerful breath pattern that may be challenging for some, but stick with it because it'll really open you up and allow these feelings to flow. And along with that, we have an important hand and finger position. We call it a mudra, and we'll have more about that. I will have more about that a little later. And if you find that you're getting a lot of relief from this and you want more, join me over at my website, beccawilliams.org. And if you'd like to practice in a live gathering with like-minded others, I invite you to register to join us for one of my live online cannabis elevation ceremonies. From the comfort of your own home, anywhere in the world, we come together to do these life-changing practices with or without cannabis. I use a tabletop vaporizer in my groups, but you can do cannabis or not. These industrial strength meditations are very powerful by themselves. I invite you to do your best and stay with it through the entire practice. I'm going to be doing it with you. This isn't a video in the traditional sense where you're supposed to watch the screen. Like me, you'll be going inward. I'm just here to help you stay on track. And if you find yourself needing to recenter, you can take a look up here and then go back into your own little inner space, okay? And a reminder, find a time and place where you can have some privacy. If you're adding cannabis plant medicine to your practice, I have a video also that's going to offer you some guidance on that. And importantly, overall, you need to be comfortable doing these practices. So wear loose, easy clothing and have some water and tissue available. And, you know, a journal and a pen to make some notes, because when we're finished, a lot of stuff can percolate up during these deep inner explorations, and you'll want to get them on paper. As far as sitting, you can try a cushion like I have here, where your hips are higher than your legs, and it takes the pressure off the lower back. I've been doing this for many years and still like the cushions. And if you need more height, you can always sit in a chair. Just make sure it has a solid back that allows you to sit up straight with your feet planted on the floor. Comfort is the watchword here, though. You're not going to put your best into it when you're going, oh, my knees hurt, or oh, my pants are riding up my you-know-what. Okay? You know, in this session, we're going to be doing a practice that will support you in letting go of guilt that you're carrying around. Guilt is a very low vibration emotion that has us feeling like a victim of our circumstances, often feeling a lack in our lives and the sense of I can't. In this session, we're going to break through these blocks and bring in more energy to feel empowered. Okay? Clearing up your past is the most commonly needed use of guilt. Guilt only persists until it's able to get you back on track with your deepest commitments. This emotion, guilt, insists that you come clean, that you identify the error, that you set new and improved boundaries, you alter changes in your behavior, you make social repairs, and very importantly, you forgive the error that made all that happen and start out renewed on that path of life. You know, life is an experiment. Mistakes are made, things are broken. We're here. We're here to enjoy the flow of our trial and error learning process, and that is part of it. So take whatever blowback you're experiencing as a blessing, and that it's guidance for the lessons that you are learning. Feeling guilt is an evolutionary training process of positive and negative feedback that guides you to your best behavior. But the trouble comes when we don't want to face the problem, that we don't believe that we have what it takes to handle an outcome that we're not going to like. So we take a shortcut, and it turns out the consequences of the shortcut are far worse. And that might be where you are now. So this is a practice to build trust, self-trust. You need trust in yourself to know that you have the strength to accept that whatever happens, whatever consequences we face, you are coming clean. It's better than living with the agony of guilt. See, we can't control the world. We can't control that partner will never leave us, that people will never cheat us, that bad things won't happen. So this practice is about building trust in yourself to be in touch with your own integrity and that you are able to handle the ups and downs of life. So now I am going to switch it over to my voiceover so that she will guide us, and I'm going to do this practice with you. So let's do it. So let's do this thing. Get situated and settled, sitting comfortably and calm, straight but relaxed, shoulders back, chest out, heart spacious. Take a couple of deep breaths. We have a powerful combination here of breath pattern, eye position, and the way we'll be holding our hands and arms. It's a position of sacred geometry that engages meridian points that activate our energy body. So let's take the arm and hand position first. Extend your arms up in a circular arc over the head and interlace the fingers with both palms facing downward. Just so you know that. You can relax right now, but I want you to be prepared to do that. The eyes are almost closed, just 1/10 open, just letting a little light in. And this eye position pulls on the optic nerve, and in Eastern psychology is said to calm and develop intuition. So do your best on this, knowing that this eye focus is a powerful meditation technique. And the breathing pattern, oh boy, this is a good one. Try it with me now. First, just let out a big sigh. And now, start by deeply inhaling, expanding the belly with that in-breath, and holding this breath until it's no longer comfortable. Then, you completely exhale through the nose and hold the breath out. That's right. Hold it out. Suspend it. This can be challenging. You're pushing your edge of comfort on this. And then you repeat. Inhale and hold as long as you can. That could be anywhere from 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds or more, depending on where you are with your lung capacity. And then you'll be exhaling and holding that out as long as you can. Got that? We're going to start. Let's go back to the arms and do it for real now. Extend them in a circular arc over the head and interlace the fingers with both palms facing downward. So let's begin now. And we're going to do this for a strong 11 minutes. So put your all into it. That's the least amount of time prescribed to do this. These elegant, sophisticated practices are calibrated to optimize the response that you get. Remember, the eyes are almost closed with just a little light coming in. Use long, deep, and complete breaths. Yes, holding the breath out may cause some discomfort, and ride your edge here. This practice requires some endurance. The arms will seem comfortable at first, but they often become painful after a while with the muscle exhaustion. When that fatigue challenge occurs, become very calm and draw your focus to the breath. And you're continuing to keep the eyes 1/10 open with just that little light coming in. With the arms overhead, if you need to let them down for a few seconds, don't collapse. Stay erect and continue the breathing, and bring them back up when you can. Let the deeper muscles in the torso support the arms. Let the images and sensations of discomfort fade. I'm going to spend much of this time in silence now so that you can be very focused on this invitation to go inward.
This practice gives you the blessing to be still and to discriminate the real from the unreal, truth from illusion, fantasy from imagination. It gives you guidance and unlimited perception to your vision. You could do this practice every day for 40 days, and the effects of it become more embedded and more permanent when you do this regularly. Your work with emotions is lifelong. You can do this. Know that as long as you breathe and think, there are always going to be emotions. In doing these practices, you begin working fluidly and catch up with all the old business that's been haunting you. You're into advancement, personal growth, and it's a beautiful thing. Okay, to end now, inhale and raise your arms high over your head and stretch them up and back. Drop your head back and look up. Stretch with all your strength and extend the lower back and neck. And now exhale. And come back forward, dropping your arms down. And then come back up and repeat. Inhale, stretch up and back. Arch the back, lift long and backward, holding the breath. And exhale and drop and slump forward just a little bit. And one more time. Inhale and stretch. Stretch up. Inhale more. Open the chest, the lungs, and every joint stretching. Stretch. And now exhale. Drop forward. And slowly come up. And sit. Sit in this quiet. Feel your spirit and feel its strength. Feel that you can handle anything. There's nothing that you need to avoid. You can handle your life and all the consequences. You can learn. You can persevere. You can prevail. And this is the experience of emotional liberation. Learning to be in touch with that deep well of healing resources. Celebrate the fact that you did this for yourself. Come back with me often, daily, to this practice and others like it, to be in touch with your deep inner resources to heal and experience optimal well-being. Have a wonderful day. And I'll see you next time.